There is a place on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea that's lost in time and forgotten in Australian history. As Australia shuts down its detention centre on Manus, refugees in another camp on the island have been offered Papua New Guinean citizenship after fleeing their homes almost 5 decades ago. Australia's first refugee processing centre on Manus Island still stands, but it houses West Papuans. Manfred Meho was just 3 months old when he arrived.
So our parents, when they ran away, we came as refugees to Manus Island. Government transferred us to Manus, our parents. Mm-hmm. So during the time I was a child, maybe around 3 months or 4 months old.
Thousands fled Indonesia's takeover of Dutch New Guinea in the 1960s into the then Australian colony of Papua and New Guinea.
Mm-hmm. Papua Merdeka. Papua Merdeka means Papua independence.
About 50 years ago, the Australian government built houses on Manus to isolate politically active refugees from what is now known as West Papua. Several dozens ended up on Manus, making the start of the use of the island for refugee processing. Professor Klaus Neumann, an historian from Deakin University, says Australia needed to find a way to avoid diplomatic embarrassment.
They thought they were a nuisance because potentially, you know, they caused the problem in Australia's relationship with Indonesia. So Australia had not objected to Indonesia's takeover of the Dutch colony, and Australia had recognised that Indonesia was now in charge of the former Western New Guinea. So for Australia to grant refugee status to these people would have posed a diplomatic problem.
A disputed UN-sponsored referendum, now known as the Act of Free Choice, secured Indonesia's takeover. Two West Papuans, Clemens Ranawery and Willem Songonau, both now deceased, tried to bring international attention to the issue. Clemens Ranawery told what happened in an Australian political television advertisement from 10 years ago.
Wim and I fled from West Papua to Papua New Guinea to fly to New York to inform the United Nations that the Act of Free Choice was corrupt. We were forced off the plane by Australian government officials.
In 1969, they were sent to Manus along with dozens of other refugees. The camp is just 100 metres away from Australia's current refugee transit centre in the remote island's capital, Loringau. Klaus Neumann says it would be wrong to compare it to today's detention centre.
So this holding camp was not a detention centre. It didn't have a barbed wire fence around it. People were allowed to come and go as they wanted to. In fact, the administration was quite upset about the fact that they were not working. So they wanted them to work in Loringau or, you know, somewhere on Manus Island. They wanted the kids to go to school, to the local school in Manus. So in that sense, it was not at all like a detention centre.
Most of the original refugees have now died or moved elsewhere in Papua New Guinea. Some returned to Indonesia's Papua provinces like Amos Kimberi.
They told us that when we hold a flag for West Papua, they will kill us. I and my wife and my son and daughter, we went back again to Papua New Guinea.
On Papua New Guinea's independence in 1975, Australia took no responsibility for these refugees. Now, after almost 5 stateless decades, the incumbent Papua New Guinea government of Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has made them an offer.
We've got quite a large number of West Irian Indonesian refugees in PNG. Under this government, close to 10,000 of them were classified as eligible for Papua New Guinean citizenship. And a few weeks ago, I think the first 300 or so were able to participate in a ceremony resettling them in the country.
One of the last original West Papuan refugees, Manfred Meho, welcomes the offer of citizenship.
Last month, migration officers, they come to us.
Last month, migration officials came to talk with us about giving us citizenship.
But for those remaining refugees on Manus, returning to a free West Papua still remains a distant dream.